All right, who hates this pitch for money more, you or me? It's me. Because you're used to it, man. We all are. From myriads of companies from the time we were small kids. But me? I've rarely done it. And I like it. But I gotta. You've probably noticed there are no ads on this podcast, and it's costing me money. I'm doing it because I'm driven, but that's another story. Now, if you're just listening to one or two of my podcasts, forget it. Free of charge, my friends. But if you're one of those folks who listen every week, think about ponying up. If you can afford the cell phone or computer you use to listen to this podcast, you can probably afford $1 a month to support an artist you listen to. So go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Steve Charney, and become a patron of this program. You'll feel good about it. No, really, you will. Listening to Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. Jay Unger is one of the best fiddle players I know. Lynn Hardy has a group called The Cupcakes, and she's marvelous, funny, and charming. Together, they're my guests today, playing an original Jay's You Low-Down Dirty Dog.
Where Harry is, he was supposed to be in at this point. Usually comes in, you know, door opens, comes in. Wonder if he's in his trunk. Let me check. Harry? Harry? I'll open it up. Oh, man, he's sleeping like a log. Actually, he is a log. Harry! Harry!
What? What, Steve? What? Is it time for the show already?
What's the matter with you sleeping in the middle of the day like this? Come on, come up here.
Well, Steve,
I just had the strangest dream.
What dream was that?
I was trekking through the Brazilian rainforest with my school class. Somehow in this dream, I was an expert guide and... well, I was the only one who could lead them out to civilization. Again and again, I was saving them from certain death, climbing up rock faces, down into gorges, across dangerous terrain. But it was me who saved them time after time.
Wow. What a dream.
There we were, Steve, standing on the edge of a river wild. No one could swim except me, not even the teacher. And it was up to me to bring them across safely.
You can swim?
Like a log.
Actually, you are a log. So what happened?
All right, Steve. I was just about to take on the dangerous undertaking when you woke me up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve, I left my class standing on the edge of the precipice. I've got to get back to them.
Harry, it was just a dream.
Tell that to my teacher and schoolmates. Steve, I have a responsibility.
Harry, they were just in your imagination.
Ouch! Ooh, you just pinched me. Did it hurt? Yes, but I'm only in your imagination.
Let me think about that for a minute.
Steve, they're going to starve to death while you're thinking. Now I've got to get back to sleep. Oh, when I think of my poor classmates sitting on the edge of that river, wondering where I went to. They're frightened, huddled together for warmth.
It's a tropical rainforest.
Hey, whose dream is this anyway? Yours or mine?
All right. Go back to sleep if you want to.
Thank you. I'll just climb back in my trunk here. Throw the blanket over me, will you?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Thank you. Now just ignore me. I'll be fine.
Okay, we're going to hear a recording then.
Steve?
What?
I can't go back to sleep. You're making too much noise. Could you be quiet for about 10 minutes?
Not make any sounds at all.
That's right.
What about the show?
You are so selfish, Steve. Here my whole class is in mortal danger, and all you can think about is your crummy program.
Look, why don't I sing you a lullaby instead? Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Let's see now. Oh, here's one. Okay, close your eyes. Try to go to sleep. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Kick your teacher overboard and listen to her scream.
People's problems. Try another one.
Onward, Christian bedbugs, marching down my sheet. Oh, when you reach the bottom, please don't bite my feet.
Oh, man.
All right. How about this one? Not asleep yet, huh?
My wild Irish nose. You can hear it when it blows.
Harry.
He's asleep, and he's thrashing about in his dream.
Jay Unger and Lynn Hardy were guests on my show, and They did a really nice song called You Lowdown Dirty Dog, which I'm going to be playing right now. Let's listen to it.
Yeah, here it goes. The tears are in my eyes, you know the reason why. You left me in a fog, you lowdown dirty dog. And I can't forget the tears you dropped me like a log. You low down dirty dog. Low down.
Oh, so nice, so nice. The harmonies and the energy is just so exciting when you two play.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
That was a Cajun yell.
That's right. It's authentic, ethnic.
Those are authentic. Oh, those are like
those
authentic.
Are
that wasn't just you acting out.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
us. Authentic yells.
Yeah,
I bring them with me wherever I go.
Wherever you go.
In case we have to do an authentic.
In case somebody steps on your foot.
Song.
Harry had this dream where he was in the Brazilian rainforest with his class and his teacher, too. She was there also. And he was the only one who knew how to save them from raging rivers and steep precipices and dense jungles. The problem is I woke him up right in the middle of his attempts to save everyone from this river wild. And his dream is the only one who can swim, and he had to help them all get across. Well, he had to get back to sleep to continue to save them, or he would have just left them there to die. Telling him it was just a dream didn't seem to convince him, and, well, after a few lullabies, he drifted off. There, now you're up to date. And he's sleeping like a baby. Well, actually, like a log. But then again, he is a log. The only trouble is I have a show to do here, and watching him sleep isn't what I call exactly exciting. I better wake him up and move this bit along. Harry! Harry, come on, wake up! Wake up, Har!
What? Is the show still on?
Yeah, we got like another 20 minutes to go here.
Oh, man, I can't believe you woke me up! I was saving my class and teacher from a pack of lions, Steve! I was the only one with a knife! They'll be murdered now, for sure! I've got to get back to sleep, Steve! I've got to get back to sleep!
Will you stop that? It's just a dream. There are no students, there is no class, there is no lions, there is no knife.
But there is a routine, and I have to get back to sleep to find out what happens.
Well, how do you know it'll be the same dream?
Because right before you woke me up, there was a little sign on the bottom right-hand side that said, "To be continued."
This is a serial dream?
It's really happening, Steve. My class is in danger.
When are you going to distinguish the difference between reality and fantasy?
You know, I could ask you the same question.
Listen, if you want to go back to sleep, go ahead. What do I care?
It's too late. I don't want to go back to that rainforest and see all those little children bald and half-eaten.
My teacher decapitated, blood everywhere, is the lion's feast!
Hey, lighten up here. Keep it light. What's the matter with you?
I was just trying to jazz things up a little, you know, boost our ratings.
And what are lions doing in Brazil? I think they're only in Africa anyway.
Well, maybe it was an African rainforest. I mean, when you're in the middle of the jungle, there are no signs to tell you where you are.
All right, what if you go back to sleep and you end up in Brazil while all your classmates are in Africa? That would be a fine kettle of fish. You'd never find them. In fact, you might get lost and I'd lose you forever.
Did you ever notice how when you're alive, you sleep all night? And then when you're dead, you sleep all day?
Listen, I'm going to call your teacher and you can talk to her. This'll prove it's just a dream you're having. Hand me that phone.
All right, Steve. There you go.
I'm going to put an end to this once and for all. Okay, what's the number there?
Right there, Steve.
All right. Okay, it's ringing. I don't believe this. Hello? Yes, is Miss Snodgrass there, please? This is Harry's father. She is? You're kidding. Disappeared? All right, well, who was the substitute teacher for today? What do you mean they didn't show up? None of them? No one knows? Have you tried the Brazilian rainforest? No, I shouldn't be joking at a time like this, but I'm hosting a comedy program. Well, yeah, thank you. If I hear anything, I'll call. Yes. Okay, bye. Harry, get back to sleep immediately. Your teacher's disappeared and no one showed up for class today.
When Freddy eats spaghetti, well, he twirls it on his fork.
When Betty eats spaghetti, it's a side dish with her pork.
When Eddie eats spaghetti, well, it's messy and it drips.
But me, I eat a single strand and slurp it through my lips.
Spaghetti slurping, that's my style. Spaghetti slurping makes me smile. Spaghetti slurping, there it goes.
But if I slurp it up too fast,
it smacks me on the nose.
Ouch! Now Teddy eats spaghetti with tomato sauce.
And Eddie eats spaghetti with two giant forks.
When Hetty eats spaghetti with a knife, she cuts it first.
But me, I eat a single strand and through my lips it slurps.
Find the longest strand of spaghetti in your bowl. Hold the end that you wish to devour. Put it in your mouth and then with one big suck, slurp it up at 60 miles an hour. Spaghetti slurping, that's my style. Spaghetti slurping makes me smile. Spaghetti slurping, there it goes. But if I slurp it up too fast,
it smacks me on my nose. Ouch!
When J. Paul Getty ate spaghetti, you silverware of gold.
When a Yeti eats spaghetti, he always has it cold.
When Helen Reddy eats spaghetti, she eats like a gourmet.
But me, I eat a single strand. It's much more fun that way.
Spaghetti slurping, that's my style. Spaghetti slurping makes me smile. Spaghetti slurping, there it goes.
But if I slurp it up too fast,
it smacks me on the nose.
Well, Harry's, by the way, asleep. Keep disturbing his dreams, you know, where he's saving his class and his teacher. And they're in the Brazilian rainforest and there's danger all around. Last time I woke him up, they were being mauled by a pack of lions and Harry was the only one who could save them. But because he woke up before the dream ended, he thinks everyone in his class may have been killed without him to save them. Well, that's how dreams go, you know. Of course, I told him it was just a dream, even if he insisted otherwise. When I finally called his teacher, though, to allay his fears, it turns out she's disappeared. And no one in the class came to school today. So Harry's back to sleep, and I hope trying desperately to save his classmates. There he is, sleeping like a log. Actually, he is a log. Actually, I made that joke a few times already in the show, but I can't stand the suspense. I have to find out if everyone's okay. Harry! Harry, wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
What? What? Is the show over yet?
It's almost over, but I had to find out if everyone is okay.
Well, what do you mean?
Your class, your teacher. Did you save them from the lions? From the raging rivers? From the stone precipices? Did you get them out in time? Are you a hero?
No!
Come over here. What do you mean, no?
They all fell off a cliff and died, Steve.
They all fell off a cliff and died? I told you to keep this dream light.
I am keeping it light. When you woke me up, I was in the middle of eating an ice cream soda at Disney World. You picked the worst times to interrupt some great dreams.
But your class, your teacher, they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
How can you be so cruel? So heartless?
Hey, it was just a dream.
But your teacher in real life has disappeared. The class never showed up at school.
Who's that? Come in.
Hello? Steve? Steve Chardy?
Miss Snodgrass.
Hello, Miss Snodgrass.
But I thought you were...
What?
What are you doing here?
Hello, Harry. Today is Parents' Teacher's Day. You never showed up at school, so I decided to swing by on my way home. I've wanted to talk to you about Harry for some time now.
But the class, they didn't show up at school.
There was no school today. I just told you Parents' Teacher's Day. Didn't Harry tell you?
No, he never mentioned it. Harry, you're going to be punished.
Well, what are you going to do to me?
I'm going to bring in the same pack of lions that you dreamt about.
Holy cow! Miss Snodgrass! Save me! Save me!
Oh, don't worry, Harry. You're just dreaming. Isn't he, Miss Snodgrass?
Yes, you are, Harry. I'm not Miss Snodgrass at all. I'm the Wizard of Oz.
Here's a pin, Harry. Poke yourself with it and you'll wake up.
Right, Steve! Ouch! 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 It's not working!
Here, then try this mallet on your head.
Okay, ow!
I'm the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, oh, oh! How did that bat get in here? What's that music? What's going on? I'm going crazy! I'm going crazy!
Get up, Harry. Get up, Harry. Harry, come on, wake up. Come on, Harry. Get up, get up, get up.
What? 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 Oh. Oh, Steve. I just had the strangest dream. Miss Snodgrass was in it, and you were too. And the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man, and...
Oh, your class and teacher okay?
Yeah, they're fine, Steve. It's just Parents' Teacher's Day. I forgot to tell you. I don't think it's too late to run over there and meet with her. She wants to talk to you about me.
Anything in particular?
Yeah, I keep falling asleep in class and having the strangest dreams.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. Thanks, Jay and Lynn. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, which has lots of videos of me and Harry, and of course on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. My website is stevecharney.com. That has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio. It goes on and on. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, or on Twitter, or tunein.com. If you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Hey, Steve, what's the difference between Brussels sprouts and boogers?
I don't know what.
Kids won't eat Brussels sprouts.